Mr. Holmes, if I'd known he'd been threatening like me, I'd have had him thrown out of the theater.
Yes, of course. Hello. What's this note thrown in amongst Madame's makeup jars? Partly burned.
And that came this evening for Madame. When she read it, she was in a great anger. She started to burn it. And then she said no. She would save it to use later on.
Part of the message is still legible. It says, I warn you, cut out the threats. I'm no fool, and I never let anybody or anything block my way for long. So, if you want to stay healthy, think it over. Signed, Ezra. Ezra. Any idea who this Ezra chap is, Natasha?
But of course, it is Mr. Ezra Burton, the many times millionaire.
Quite sure, yes. Burton's hams and sausages. He's worth a nice tidy sum, eh, Holmes?
Yes, but to me he's no better than his own fat feet. I never can understand what Madame speaks of.
Oh, so Madame Lakshmi and Mr. Burton were on intimate terms.
I do not know what that means, Mr. Holmes. I only know he was very attentive for 4 months this winter. But now he gets himself engaged to marry Lady Diana Manville. And Madame is curious. He threatens to make a great scandal and the marriage is off.
Huh. I wouldn't care to come between Madame Lakshmi and anybody she loves.
I do not think she loves Mr. Burton so very much. Madame is never fond of anyone but Madame.
Well, then, don't you think...
He gives her such expensive presents with Mr. Burton. Diamond necklaces, furs. She does not want it to end.
I see. By the way, Natasha, I've been looking at that line of Madame's shoes. Are any of them missing?
One moment, I leave. No, they are all there.
Ah. Then we may safely say that Madame Lakshmi did not leave this theater of her own volition. She might throw on a dress or a cloak in a hurry, but I doubt very much she'd go out into the street on a night like this in her bare feet.
But she was kidnapped. But who's responsible, Krishna or Burton?
Both had ample motive, I should say. It remains to be seen which had the better opportunity. I'd have to question both of them.
But Krishna's gone.
In that case, suppose we look up Mr. Burton.
But he's not in London. He moved only last week to his house in the country. It is outside of Dover.
And to Dover we must go, eh, Watson? I have a few questions I'd like to ask that corpulent gentleman.
In a moment, we will rejoin Sherlock Holmes as he endeavors to solve the mystery of the missing dancer. Next time the heat gets you down, makes you feel all warm and tuckered out, here's what to do. Fix yourself a tall, frosty, tinkling, peppery wine and soda, and just see how quickly this mild, hot weather drink cools and refreshes. How it seems to give you a new lease on life. What's more, a peppery wine and soda is one of the simplest drinks ever. A tumbler half full of peppery claret or burgundy with sparkling water and ice to fill. And what really makes this drink click is the true heart of the great peppery flavor. Smooth tasting and mighty pleasing to the palate. Be sure to use Petri, and you can be sure of a perfect wine and soda. P-E-T-R-I, Petri Wine.
Oh, nasty raw morning, Holmes. Just feel that wind off the channel.
Oh, at least it's not raining. Ah, yes. That's Mr. Burton's little hideaway ahead.
I say, Holmes, what if we're too early? Perhaps he isn't even up yet.
Ah, yes, he is. There seems to be an air of activity about the place. Mr. Carriage piled high his luggage waiting for the front door. Ah, here comes Mr. Burton now. Run, Watson, run. We must catch him before he gets down those steps into the carriage.
Well, Holmes, I don't see the Duke.
Mr. Burton?
Yes?
All right. I beg your pardon. I must see you for a moment.
What the deuce? Where in blazes do you come from? Can't you see I'm just leaving? I have to catch a boat.
I'm sorry, Mr. Burton, but I'm afraid the boat will have to sail without you. We must clear up this matter of blacksmith. She was abducted from Drury Lane Theatre last night.
Ridiculous. How could anyone abduct her from her own theatre?
That is a question I had hoped you would help us solve, Mr. Burton.
Please. Say, what's behind all this? I'm not going to stand here answering your fool questions. Out of my way, I'm going to catch that boat.
Mr. Burton, I've encountered some of your threats before, such as, think it over, if you want to stay healthy.
What?
That was the last line of your letter to Lakshmi, if I'm not mistaken. How do you think it will stand in a witness box, Mr. Burton?
Good Lord, now look here, this is ridiculous. I haven't been in town for at least a week. Haven't seen that wildcat for at least a fortnight. I can prove it.
Mr. Burton, sir.
Yes, Parsons, what is it?
It's a woman, sir. She's been thrown off of a cliff.
What?
Yes, sir. Some of the fishermen found her lying on the beach, a wild bat. She was a gardener. They're bringing her along on her shutter.
Bringing her here? But I don't know the woman.
It's the lady that used to come here, Mr. Burton. The foreign lady.
Luxman. I must be going mad.
Here she comes, Watson. You can rest the shutter here on this stone coping, my lad.
Good Lord. What a mess.
Yes. Not a very pretty sight, Mr. Burton. Come on, Watson. You better look her over.
Right. There's nothing to be done, I'm afraid. Stone cold. Yes, his neck broken by the fall.
Who's this wild-looking fellow coming up the drive? This place is worse than an insane asylum.
Mr. Krishna, I wonder how long it'd take him to turn up.
Where is he? Where is my last move? What have you done to her?
Look here, Krishna. I've had enough of this.
Quiet, Burton. She's here, Krishna.
I'm afraid there's nothing that we can do for her.
Lottie. My beautiful Lottie. You have killed her, you swine, as you said you would.
I didn't do it. I wasn't in the theater last night. I can prove it.
No, that I know. I begged her not to see you. I told her you were dangerous. But last night she escaped me and ran away. I followed her here, but I am too late. You have thrown her over the cliff.
I did not kill her. I didn't even see her. Good Lord, is it my fault if some crazy woman commits suicide because I won't marry her?
You asked me to, Hutchins? No. She's not that kind.
What?
No. You did it.
I...
You threw her off the cliff.
Liar.
Gentlemen, gentlemen. Give me your attention for a moment. I think I can prove that you're both wrong.
What's that?
Really quite simple. Maxie is barefooted. She did not commit suicide because to do so, she would have had to cross the rocks between this house and the cliff. Her bare feet would have been torn and bleeding. And as you can see, they aren't even scratched.
What have I told you?
On the other hand, had she run away from the theater of her own accord, her feet would have been quite soiled by the time she reached here. And even the soles of her feet are clean. No, gentlemen, Madame Maxie was brought to this place in a box. A large box. One of the ticket agents at the station remembers you claiming it late last night. My dear Krishna, the body was dead when you threw it over the cliff, and you did this to implicate your hated rival, Mr. Burton.
So he killed her.
The knife. The sacred knife of Siva.
No, it's not true. I did not stab her.
I'm afraid I must agree with you, Krishna. There are no dagger wounds on Lakshmi's body.
How in thunder did she die?
Lakshmi died of lead poisoning induced by metallic paint with which she painted her body. Lead poisoning is what we call cumulative. The body stores up the poison until suddenly there's an overdose. Lakshmi died during the 20 minutes she was sitting in the shrine. Krishna found her there too late. Yes, gentlemen, I think we may say that destiny performed the deed both of you most ardently desired, but neither had the courage to undertake. But, Dr. Watson, what happened to Mr. Burton?
Sherlock Holmes saw to it that both these gentlemen left the country at the earliest possible moment.
In a few moments, Dr. Watson will give us a hint about next week's adventure. Friends, there are really no hard and fast rules on the selection of wine types. Whether it be white or red, dry or sweet, drink whichever peppery wine you enjoy the most, whenever you enjoy it best. Most people, however, like a robust red wine, such as Petri Claret or Burgundy, with red meat. And dry white wine, Petri Sauterne, for example, with fish, fowl, and white meat. In either case, you'll find Petri is the natural accompaniment to most foods. And in serving, although decorative glassware is nice to look at, Petri wine will taste just as good from the glasses you have on hand. So let your mealtimes be a recess from the pressure and taste of these busy wartime days. Relax. And dine graciously with wine, with Petri wine, famed for flavor. Well, Dr. Watson, what's in store for us next week?
Well, now, next week I think I shall tell you the story of Miss Susan Cushing, a sweet little old lady who one day received in the post a cardboard box containing two human ears.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to a Sherlock Holmes adventure suggested by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's story, A Scandal in Bohemia. The dramatization was by Edith Meiser. Mr. Rathbun appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer and Mr. Bruce through the courtesy of Universal Pictures. Both are now starring in Universal Pictures' Sherlock Holmes series. Tune in this station each week at the same time for further Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, presented by the Petri Wineries of San Francisco. Try Petri wine, and you'll taste the difference, because Petri took time to bring you good wine. Owen Batty speaking. Sherlock Holmes has been presented from the Don Lee Studios in Hollywood. This is Mutual.